And you really need to give props when props are due, because it is not easy being the vibe like this. You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J. So I've been doing a lot of thinking as far as what direction I want my podcast to go into. You know, because sometimes you tend to get into your head when you think about other people's podcasts, and, you know, it's just like doing YouTube. You listen to other people's material or watch other people's material for inspiration. And although I rarely listen to podcasts, I know for a fact that mine is a bit unconventional. It's not like I talk about, you know, topics and I just give advice. Like, I'm literally always telling the people my business. Like, I'm putting y'all in my business on a consistent basis. And I get a little bit nervous sometimes that maybe it's going to backfire on me. Maybe I'm being too transparent. I'm giving y'all too much, because it's not only the people that I'm so grateful for that listen to me consistently. You know, I got haters. I got people that know me personally. I got men that have been in my life or are still in my life, and they listen to it. Then they try to use it on me as ammo, even though you cannot. I got family. And so I don't know. Like, sometimes I just get in my mind like, damn, maybe I'm saying a little bit too much. But at the end of the day, I'm doing me. I'm being me. And this is what my heart is telling me to talk about. And you guys can tell from the title, this is a CLG episode. If y'all didn't know, I love Drake. All of Drake's albums hit for me. All of Drake's albums are super influential to me in my life. And I just feel like he's an amazing creative, and I feel like I'm the same. So with that being said, it just made me think about some of the things that linger in my mind more often than not. I would always tell people back in the day, like, I'm a good girl gone bad. And what I meant by that was I just didn't have the same pure heart that I feel like I used to. I used to be extremely receptive to love. I used to be very naive when it came to what guys would tell me, what people would tell me in general. But once I got, like, my first taste of really getting my feelings hurt, it turned me into something completely different. And I don't think I've ever fully going back to how I used to be. Like, that naiveness just completely left my body. So the best way to describe myself, I think, is I'm kind of like part savage, like part teddy bear, or like part gummy worm, or something soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be so, I don't want to say nasty, even though I can be nasty. My attitude can absolutely suck sometimes. But depending on who I'm dealing with, I just have this very nonchalant, I don't give a shit attitude, and I have no problem with it. I don't feel any remorse about it. I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. But then on the other side, sometimes I'm really, really, really sensitive and I'm soft. So it's kind of like a devil and an angel on each shoulder, and they're constantly battling one another because I don't really know which one is more me. That's how real it is. I don't know which one is more me. I know that I want love. I know that it's very important to me. It's something that I've always wanted since I was a little kid. Like, I feel like I've touched on it a bit, but y'all know, like, I've always lacked in my life, my childhood and everything. I've always lacked that feeling of affection. You know, I wasn't that kid that got a lot of affection, a lot of positive affirmations. Like, I don't think any of my love languages were met, except for maybe gift giving. And even at a certain point in my life, that stopped as well. So it's almost like I take my love life so seriously right now that I have a no-nonsense policy. So when I entitled this podcast CLG, I meant it. I really am a certified lover girl in a lot of different ways. Because I got game like a nigga sometimes, but in the same breath, I really do know how to maintain a healthy relationship, and that's why I don't get into them, because I feel like it's really hard for me to, you know, meet a person who can reciprocate that energy. So I rather just not put myself in a position where I'm giving everything that I have and a person is not giving it back. I've been through that before. Y'all know that. I don't really have the capacity to deal with that right now. Maybe not ever. So I avoid love altogether. I have not been in a relationship in a really, really, really long time. I've had situationships for sure. Ooh, I gotta play that song later. But yeah, I've had situationships for sure. But I've never been, I haven't been in a committed relationship in probably, let me do a little bit of math, carry the one, and maybe like 6 years, I wanna say. 6 to 7 years, give or take. My heart is very valuable to me. And when you meet guys, you know, or when you meet a person in general, you know, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, and they don't know what they're getting themselves into. I've met a lot of guys who out the gate, they don't trust me. They feel like I play games just like, quote unquote, every other female. And it's just annoying because it's like, I know my heart. I know that's not what I'm about, but that's just the way that they perceive me. So it's like, well, there's nothing I could do about that. I'm not about to chase you. I'm not about to spend my time trying to convince you that I'm that deal. So then move along. It's really simple. And the reason why is because I know myself. You got to know yourself. That's the thing. Why are you putting yourself in a situation when you know the result? A lot of things are cause and effect, right? So if you know from the beginning that there's a person and you really like them, but they're not willing to give you what you want and what you've been yearning for, why would you put yourself in that situation? Why? Because people hate being lonely. People like to use other people for dependency. I do not. I actually try really hard not to be dependent on other human beings to help me avoid the things that I'm actually going through in my life. Like when I give myself to a person, I want to wholeheartedly give myself to a person and vice versa. So I've basically just been putting myself to the ultimate test, and I've been staying alone. I've been being alone. And when I say alone, I'm not about to pump fake or lie to y'all. I don't mean like not spending any time with any men, period. But I mean, I want to say most of the time I'm by myself, you know. I'm a human at the end of the day, so I do sometimes make, you know, not so smart decisions as a coping mechanism. And I do sometimes maybe spend time with people that I shouldn't, just to cope and to take my mind off of things. But as far as fully committing and trying to force relationships, I don't do that. And a lot of people do it. I don't do it. I'm trying to play it really safe. I refuse to settle because I know exactly what I want. I've seen things as a child. I've seen things that I knew from that very young, tender age, y'all. I knew. I was like, oh, I don't want that when I grow up. When I grow up, I want to be in love. When I grow up, I want to feel butterflies for the rest of my life with my significant other. I know it's out there and I refuse to settle. I'm not desperate for a child. I'm not desperate for a relationship, but I really, really want a family. I want the type of family dynamic that I was not able to experience as a child. I want the things that, you know, and I don't idolize anyone's relationship, but there's just certain things to me that hold a lot more value than someone just being in my space. It's not worth it to me. So if I have to be alone and be in my thoughts and yearn love, yearn quality time, yearn the words of affirmation, all of those different love languages, if that's something I just have to fantasize about right now, I'm fine with that. Because I, honest to God, do not want to get myself caught up in a situation that I'm going to regret. You know, it's hard because I also feel like And I was talking about this today. I'm like, damn, Shauna, you're only 28. Why are you being so hard on yourself? Make some mistakes. Live a little bit. You know, it's not that serious. Live a little bit. But the reality is you just have to know yourself. I don't expect anybody to be a carbon copy of me. What's for me may not be for you. You may be okay with dating around, being in compromising situations consistently because you know at the end of the day it's something that you're going to get over. Or maybe in the moment you don't even care about that. You're just living your life. Me personally, I wish that I was the type of person that could live a little bit more on the edge, a more of a spunkier life. I want to have stories to tell. I used to be that way. But the older I get, the more a very healthy relationship is just super important to me. I feel like I've learned a lot of lessons within my lifetime with men. I started to learn my lessons at a very young age, as you guys should know if you are consistent and you're faithful and you listen to my podcast. But I think that I've learned plenty of lessons. And the difference between me and a lot of other people is I learned the lessons and I apply them to my current life. I apply them to my life. I want them to be everlasting, long-term lessons that Shauna has learned so that she won't make the same repeated mistakes again, you know? And that's not to say I'm not perfect or anything like that. I don't try to pretend like I'm perfect. And honestly, the older I get, the more honest I am with myself and other people. I take full accountability for my toxicity, and I know I have it in me. I know that to some people, to some guys, there's guys out there who have been like the villain. I've been the villain in their story, basically. I know I've been that. And it's so crazy. And I don't mean like, I'm not like a person who's a cheater or, you know, I don't care about things like that. But when they say hurt people, that shit is a fact. I've absolutely hurt people's feelings because I was miserable. And in those moments, I don't want to say I didn't know I was doing it. I just didn't give a fuck. I felt like there's people who didn't give a fuck about me, so I didn't give a fuck about anyone else. You know, I take full accountability for that. I've apologized for it because that's what life is about. I don't expect anybody to be perfect even today. I could talk to a guy right now, you know, that has hurt me in my past. And I would honestly say, like, nah, I feel you. Like, we were young. I get it. Like, we were young. Or, you know what? No one's perfect. It's cool. I moved past it. Because ultimately, I'm in control of my own happiness. There is no guy or any girl out there who can dictate what my life turns into. It's all about me. I'm fully aware that I can meet someone today and they could seem like Prince Charming. They can do everything that I've ever asked of them for like a year or two straight. And then they could turn into a nightmare. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people struggle with. You know, you can be optimistic. But you just have to understand that things happen in life. And if it doesn't turn out the way that you necessarily expected it to, life goes on. So because I'm not sure of how I would respond to certain heartbreaks that I've never experienced before, I'm still coaching myself because I want to be ready for anything. I want to protect my mental health at all costs. I don't ever want to allow myself to go through a relationship again where it's like my eggs are all in one basket in the first 3 hours and I'm in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, my friend always says this, it's human nature to want to be loved. If you say that you don't want to be loved, you're lying. You are lying. Do you hear me? Like, honest, true, beautiful love does not run in my family. And I stress this all of the time. It doesn't run in my family. I've never really witnessed a super healthy relationship ever in my life. Growing up, it just wasn't something that was a family dynamic for me. You know, I've got my idea of relationships from television, from reading books, fan fiction on the internet. That's where I got this, like, I have a very, I fantasize a lot, and I've always been like that since I was a little kid. And sometimes it's hard for me to separate like what a fantasy is from real life, you know. And that's why I really give props to Drake for mentioning therapy on his album, because I'm like, y'all, in a perfect world, if my life was just completely together and my finances were exactly what where I wanted them to be, and I was just doing the things that I really, 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 really love in life, and I was extremely happy, and I know it's gonna happen. But if that's what my life was like right now today, I swear, y'all, I will work on a nonprofit organization, because I really am passionate about spreading awareness about mental health in a Black community. I want us, everyone around me, it doesn't matter who it is, if it's people that I see consistently, people that I see every once in a blue moon, strangers that I meet on the street that just take to me, everybody is going through so much shit. Like, you can see it in their eyes, you can see it, you can hear it in the way that they speak. Everybody is just going through so much. And I think that the pressure is applied so much right now in 2021, because a lot of people are starting to bring awareness to going to therapy, taking your medication, doing what's healthy for you. And it's hard. This is definitely a time where people are trying to break generational curses, and it's hard as shit. Oh my God, I cannot explain to you enough how hard it is. Like, I can't even believe that this shit is so hard. But that's why I'm like, Drake is like one of those people. He has a lot of influence on every community, to be honest. Like, not only the Black community. So I'm glad that he talked about going to therapy in his on his new album. And not just Drake, because you know a lot of people have been doing it. Like, you know, he has Kid Cudi on the album too, and he's been trying to spread that awareness. Like, I'm honestly at a point in my life where I don't care what people do. If that shit is making you happy and it's not hurting other people, who fucking cares? I don't care. When I was younger, you know, we were conditioned to kind of judge people, be stereotypical, you know, just do things that's just unkind. I don't care. If you're a man and you want to wear a skirt, wear the damn skirt. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You cannot please everyone. And that's another reason why it's very hard for me to potentially find someone. Not find someone, because I'm not looking, because I'm the prize. Come get me. But that's why I feel like sometimes it's hard for me to have a match, because a lot of people are not as evolved as I am mentally. I'm evolved. I don't judge. You know, I take accountability for my actions, for my mindset, and the things that I need to work on. I take accountability. Like, for example, it's not hard for me to admit that I'm really hard on myself, and that plays a big part in, you know, what causes like strains on certain relationships that I have. I just want to be perfect. I don't know if that's the Virgo in me, probably 1,000,000% yes. But I just want to be perfect, but there is no perfect, you know, in my mind. I just want to be perfect, 100% perfect. But it's like, what is that? I'm never going to be fully satisfied with myself with that mindset, because first of all, I'm human, and second of all, you know, what is perfect to a person that loves me unconditionally? You know, what does perfection look like? So in order for me to achieve that unconditional love, I have to first give it to myself. And I have never given myself unconditional love. So, you know, I'm proud of myself for being able to be aware about those things. Like, I'm not one of these people that sit around and pretend like I have everything together, or pretend like, you know, the guys are always the problem. They're not, because at the end of the day, there's a person out there for everyone. And just because I wasn't the person for you doesn't mean that there isn't a person out there for you. And I tell guys that too. Like, I tell guys from my past that all the time, because, you know, nobody has beef with me. I'm a real cool, laid back chick. So there's no reason for anybody to have like a beef with me, even if we aren't, you know, on the same page anymore. But I say that all the time. I'm like, just because I'm not the person for you doesn't mean that your person isn't out there. Like, you gotta, you know, find somebody that's okay with the way that you are, and vice versa. So because I have created a more realistic mindset for myself, I've become more okay with sleeping alone. I used to have a really hard time accepting the fact that, you know, like certain days, like Sundays, I always had like fantasies about running errands with my man on a Sunday, doing cute shit, going to like, I don't know, the supermarket at night, getting what we need, putting it in the trunk of the car, driving back home to the apartment, watching a movie. Like, that's, I'm fucking corny. So it would consume me. And I'm not gonna lie, I still struggle sometimes with, like, not all the time, it depends. Because I don't ever want anyone to think, like, I'm not a hater at all. I'm always very happy for people. I love to see people, especially my people, extremely happy and flourishing in life and love and just everything else. But there will be days where it's like, you know, when you scroll on social media and it's like a lot of proposals and I'm like, oh my God, I can't watch this today. I have days like that because I'm human. I'm 28. When I was really young, I thought I would be married by now and at least have like a kid or two. I thought that financially I would, like, I don't know, own a house or two, something, you know, like there's just certain expectations that I had for myself. And it's really hard sometimes to accept life for what it is, but you have to do it. So I've just been working on, like, those are things that I need to really be thinking about before I decide to pursue a guy or allow a guy to pursue me. You know, I don't want to meet the perfect guy and he's, you know, trying to be everything for me. And I messed that up because I'm too in my head, or, you know, I'm being hard on myself and he can't stand it. You know what I mean? Just things like that. I don't want it to be like wrong guy, wrong time. Like, I want him to be the right guy at the most perfect time. And the most perfect time is when mentally I'm just extremely open and willing to give myself to a person that's willing to have me no matter what phase of my life that I'm in. So I'm getting real deep on y'all today. Oh my God, I like this podcast. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I wanted it to be a little bit longer too, because I just feel like I owe you guys, because I know I played myself. So that's why I'm like, oh, Shauna, make it a 40-minute podcast. But y'all know me, I'm going to do what comes natural. I'm really proud of myself for the way that this episode went, because I feel like I'm just talking freely, because y'all know usually I cut up my episodes a lot. Like, it's like audio 1, audio 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, because it's hard for me to just speak fluently. And I was actually having a hard time at first. I'm recording this, but I was like, I gotta record it because I owe it to them and because my therapist be threatening me if I don't upload. So I thought it was gonna be really hard, but it's like as soon as I started talking, it just started flowing, because these are things that I think about all the time. And I'm always like, yo, Shauna, why is it so hard for you to just speak? You are such an amazing speaker. You have like the most beautiful thoughts and you explain yourself in a really beautiful way. So how come when you see the recording on your phone, you just like, you clam up? But, and you know, it's a learning process. I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring everything out in my life right now. I'm taking myself more seriously than I ever have. And I'm really proud of myself for putting in the effort to, you know, change my life for the better. It's like I talked about the last, you know, the first podcast episode for this season. Some days are extremely hard still. I'm never going to sit here and fake to y'all like I'm completely bad. I don't even know what normal is. I don't think I've ever been normal. I think that I've always had, you know, a lot of trauma and things that I needed to confront and I didn't know it. And now that I'm confronting it, it's like a detox and it's really, really hard. It requires a lot of tears. Like, I cry a lot and I'm okay with that. And, you know, I do a lot of thinking. I have some days where I'm laying in the bed, like I told y'all, and I have some days where I'm up and I'm like, no, girl, we not being sad today. We doing our makeup, we putting on our good shit, and we going to the bar and we drinking for free. I have my days. Like, I don't want y'all to ever sleep on me. The girl is still out here. But Yeah, that was just basically what I wanted to talk about. And when I say it's not easy being an undeniable vibe, I mean, I know that I'm an undeniable vibe because you are not going to get this authenticity in a lot of places. I am not just this when I'm speaking on my podcast, and I'm not just this with my friends. I am this with the guys that I encounter. Whether you're a guy that's been in my life for a day, a year, a couple of years, like, it's an undeniable vibe because I'm not about to sit here and lie to you. Like, I'm really always going to give you the real me because I feel like I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't. You know, I wasn't put on this earth to fabricate and lie about who I am. That's just not who I am, and I never want to be that. I wouldn't care if my podcast got millions of listens. I wouldn't care if I branched out and started doing something else on another platform and I got super popular. I'm going to be myself. You know, I was put on this earth to be heard. I was put on this earth to inspire people to do better for themselves. And that's all I really want to do. I don't want to be, you know, famous. I don't want to have a certain type of reputation. You know, I want to inspire people to prioritize their mental health. I want to inspire people to love themselves, because it's not like something that I'm just speaking because it comes easy to me. It's something that I'm still learning how to do on my own. So what's better than us doing it together? You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. I really enjoy the journey, and I'm proud of myself, and I hope y'all are proud of me. And I love when y'all write me on Instagram or y'all leave comments on my Apple podcast. Like, that shit actually does mean a lot to me, even if I don't say it. It means a lot to me because I'm a little emotional. I'm an emotional person. So when there's people out there and they're like, girl, I just love listening to your podcast because I relate to you every little thing that you say. Like, you're so relatable. I love the way you just speak so freely and honestly. I'm like, thank you so much, because y'all don't understand the type of things that I've struggled with. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do relate to it, and I never thought that I would actually be sharing it with people. Like, I never thought I would be talking about how I'm a CLG, even though y'all already knew that. Thank y'all for listening. I gotta go because I'm just starting to cut up. So stay tuned for the next episode. Bye bye.